Thank you for joining us. We're having another hour of Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge, out of Denver, Colorado. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you here today. As you can imagine, there is all sorts of turmoil in Washington, D.C. The latest on Senate Bill 1348 from Rush Limbaugh is that it is a disaster. And in fact, the same was said by Sean Hannity on his daily review across the nation. And those men, of course, being extraordinarily right-wing in the conservative corner, usually great supporters of George Bush, no matter what, have really cried out, along with millions of Americans across the country. Of course, we also know that Pat Buchanan wrote a piece on it saying that the Senate immigration amnesty bill will prove the death of America. As you all know, I wrote a piece on it on Monday, and it said you can change and will change America's suicide. Of course, across the gamut here, you have Ted Kennedy proclaiming it as the answer to everything. You have McCain, the senator from Arizona, proclaiming it's the answer. You have men like Lindsey Graham, the senator from, I think, South Carolina, stating that anyone who opposes this is a bigot. And, of course, you have men like Arlen Specter, who is so clueless and so completely out of touch with reality at his advanced age of 75. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And this evening, we're going to have a guest that's going to talk about it in a way that will really give you an appreciation for how bad this thing is. And so for each and every one of you this evening, I hope to enlighten you and give you some information and also some ways that you can take action. It was shown today on news broadcasts that all of the immigration websites have jumped 20% in members just in the last couple of weeks because this immigration bill is so bad, it's going to do so much damage to the United States of America that Americans are now finally not only waking up, they're taking action. And hopefully you're going to be waking up and taking action. Of course, anyone listening to this show has probably already woken up and certainly already taking action. And we're going to give you even more. And thank you all for the ones that you are sending in your money and address and shirt size for the T-shirts of the Paul Revere ride. I'm sending those out as fast as I can, so thank you very much. And thank you for being a part of that. Now, if you want to become part of the countercritical mass of American citizens that are out to stop this situation with Senate Bill 1348 that must be stopped, has to be stopped, can be stopped, then become a part of the action by joining the websites that we've talked about in the past, the MinutemanHQ.com, FireCoalition.com, WeHireAliens.com, NumbersUSA.com, TheSocialContract.com, FairUS.org, Alipac.us, and I want you to really appreciate that one because we're going to have a guest this evening who is the man that heads Alipac.us, that's Alipac.us. He does an extraordinary job. I've worked with him for the last couple of years. I'm amazed at what he does. Also, 21st Century Paul Revere.us, and of course, FrostyWooldridge.com. You're listening to another rendition of Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you on the other side of this commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Joining us, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots from Denver, Colorado, and you're certainly appreciated, each and every one of you, for tuning in on this Tuesday evening, 6 o'clock Mountain Time, and whatever it is, 8 o'clock on the Eastern Seaboard, and really we're at a juncture, a huge juncture in the American history. When you have men like Pat Buchanan stand up and speak out and say that this bill, Senate Bill 1348, is the death of America, and other conservative talk show hosts like Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh tell us that it's a disaster, you have to appreciate that this is truly a disaster, and there's no question that the wording, the visas, the amnesty, the flooding of this country by illegal aliens and massive unrelenting immigration will, and according to Robert Rector of the Heritage Foundation, he said in PhoenixNews.com in a fantastic interview yesterday that I listened to, and the Heritage Foundation, just go to their website, he said that this immigration bill will allow this country to grow 103 million people in 20 years. If that doesn't just about make all the hair on the back of your head stand up, I don't know what will. If you can, I am in the 35th week of my series, The Next Added 100 Million Americans. You will find out what we face as a civilization, as a culture, a language, and a nation as we add, if we allow the addition of 100 million people by 2040, which is only 33 years from now, according to Robert Rector, of course, it's going to be only 20 years from now if this thing passes. And so the key here is educate yourself. All the work that I do is on newswithviews.com, mortyscabin.com, rinse.com, federalobserver.com, openoped news.com, and, of course, americanchronicle.com. The key here is educate yourself and then join some of the most powerful, empowering websites across the United States. And one of those websites is alipac.us. And that stands for Americans for Legal Immigration, PAC. And that's really the key here. And they do so much. And so I really want to have you move toward and become a part of Alipac. And the director and the driving force behind Alipac is William Gein out of North Carolina. He was a part of the 21st Century Paul Revere ride last year. Gave us a great welcome there in the state. And, of course, I was at the Bloggers Row in Hold Their Feet to the Fire three weeks ago or so in Washington, D.C., and right there, driving force behind that and interviewing everyone that came in there, senators and congressmen and some of the top individuals in the country was William Gein. And let me just say a few things about what he's doing. And I quote, the new media configuration between talk radio and the Internet is white hot with angry Americans that want this bill stopped in its tracks, says William Gein of Alipac. Americans are calling, faxing, and emailing the Senate, begging them, demanding them to stop this amnesty bill. Talk radio has the power to connect these lawmakers with pro-enforcement, anti-amnesty sentiments of the public before it's too late. The majority of the U.S. Senate offices report that vast majority of calls they are receiving are against this upcoming 1,000-page amnesty bill described as an immigration compromise. He goes on to say, a majority of Americans vehemently oppose this legislation. We need radio talk shows hosts calling senators and getting them on the air to answer questions, hard questions, addressing the concerns and listening to the American people. And so for more information for each and every one of you, you are advised to go to www.alipac.us. For those of you who would like to write them, you can go to Alipac. Post Office Box 30966, that's Post Office Box 30966, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27622, that's 27622-0966, and those of you who want to call, it's telephone, toll-free, 919-787-6009. And I'll say that again before the hour's up. Make sure you've got your pencils and papers out. By the time we get to the bottom of the hour, we'd like to have you have some questions for William Gein. You can go to, of course, 1-800-313, and that's 9443. 1-800-313-9443. Thank you very much for all of your work. William Gein, you are really a dynamo on the East Coast, spread across the entire country with Alipac.us. Thank you very much for joining the show tonight.
I appreciate that, Frosty. We're definitely doing everything we can to stop this amnesty, and we were pretty surprised when we actually put the brakes, all of our groups working together actually put the brakes on this legislation, which they intended for the American public to drink the whole cup before tasting the poison.
Well, you can certainly put it that way. I have to say, I want to thank you for coming on the Peter Boyle Show here recently quite a few times. You're making a huge impact in the Denver area, and, of course, Peter Boyle is quite famous throughout the West. Everything Rocky Mountains and to the West and across the nation, he has a tremendous reach. And every time you come on, the emails come in, and the American citizens get enlightened and educated, and you're really making a huge impact every time you get on radio. So I'm really honored to have you on this show tonight. If you could, give the listening audience just some of the appreciations of the calamity of Senate Bill 1348 that we face.
Well, we're still trying to get the actual text of this bill and the form that they're supposedly considering. That's the thing. They're still playing coy with the text. But we know that the bill contains biometric national identification for illegal aliens and Americans. We know that the bill contains in-state tuition for illegal aliens and other benefits that, as the Heritage Foundation pointed out, will probably add up to trillions of dollars of extra taxes, which we don't have. I mean, every child in America was born with over $30,000 worth of debt on its head today, and that number is getting bigger each year. The bill contains amnesty, scamnesty, path to citizenship, you know, jokes about the it insults us about illegal aliens leaving. They know the American public wants illegal aliens to go. So sometime over the next 5 years, one of the family members of the illegal aliens can run out the country and then write back, say, "Well, look at me, I came in legally." It's insulting. It is so detached from reality. But what happened was last week, and especially on Monday, many offices reported hearing 3-1 against this bill, some as high as 20-1. But they didn't listen to the public. Good example, Senator Richard Burr from North Carolina, his office reported 20-1 the calls were coming in. And not just regular calls. Staff in D.C. reported that what happened end of last week was more intense than anything they can ever remember. It was a historic outcry from the American public saying, stop, and 69 of them did not listen. They listened to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and La Raza and Maldef and all of those people. But a lot of them got cold feet. They'd already made their behind-the-scenes, backroom, shady deal and promised to vote yes for the cloture vote on this on Monday, but they made an extra deal on the way to cast their vote that this bill would have the brakes put on it and the timeline would be extended to 2 weeks instead of being ramrodded through the Senate in 2 to 3 days. So we did win that victory. We also won a victory with those that did not vote. Senator Biden and Senator Clinton and Senator Obama and Senator McCain, the ones running for president, did not vote on this bill.
Kerry didn't either.
Well, they know that this is a political suicide bill, and it's just now starting to sink into John McCain's thick head that he is political toast, he has political herpes, he has no chance of becoming the next president of the United States of America, and the number one reason for that is once you've been in political bed with Kennedy on immigration, you're done. And McCain is done. That's why he's flipping out and dropping the F-bomb on the Senate floor and attacking Mitt Romney and flipping out. He's flipping out because it's starting to sink in on him, starting to dawn on him that he's done. So we've had, even though we did not win the cloture vote, and only 23 senators stood with the American public on this issue on the first cloture vote, we did have some victories in there. It has to survive another cloture vote. If we strip 10 votes off, we stop it in the Senate. We didn't stop this in the Senate last year, so it would be a major victory for our side to actually even come close to stopping it in the Senate. It would be a major advancement for our movement. And all of our allies report, and ALIPAC the same. Well, ALIPAC has grown by about 20% in the last week alone, Frosty.
That's exactly correct, William, and that was an amazing that was on, I think, NPR or one of the other major stations, that the American people are so angry that they are joining all of the top immigration reform and immigration websites so that they can have some empowerment by collectively coming together. I know ALIPAC has been powerful across the nation. You're not just North Carolina. You are America. How can any of the listeners out there jump into ALIPAC and become involved?
Well, our largest support base is coming from Southern California, Colorado, Texas, places like that, but we do have contributors in all 50 states now. We are the largest archive of information in existence on America's illegal immigration crisis, and we have some of the, although we're only 3 years old as an organization, we have the highest, one of the highest web traffics in the entire movement. I think yesterday we set a new record. Over 142,000 pages of our website were viewed in one day alone yesterday. So we need people to come to the website and to sign up for our email alerts, which now has over 11,000 Americans on it that have signed up, because new directives and suggestions and information will be sent out tomorrow for the next round in this fight. And when we move together, and it's not just ALIPAC. When ALIPAC calls a shot and it's a good idea, our allies in the field respond and a lot of people get on board. So we need people to come to ALIPAC.us and get on the email alerts and get ready to roll on round two with us.
Sounds like a winner. We're going to be back with William Gein of ALIPAC.us, and you're going to find out why, in desperation, Senator John McCain dropped the F word right there in the middle of the Senate. You got to know he's a desperate man. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge. And again, the good, the bad, and the ugly. One of the things that is integral to the United States of America is that it is a country of good people. There are definitely some bad people, and we're really getting a bunch of ugly people in here. And if that wasn't proven just a week ago by the Fort Dix Six, I don't know what is. At the same time, the bad people, and unfortunately, we are in the first time, if not in history, where we have to battle our own Congress, our own elected representatives, because they're not adhering to their oath of office. They're not adhering to their mandate from the American people, and they're certainly in violation of the U.S. Constitution when they don't serve Americans. And one of the things that's happening out there, and I it was powerful to see this thing when John McCain, in his desperate situation, uses his foul mouth and drops the F word right there for all to hear. William, is it possible that more of the higher-up elites, the ones that thought they were untouchable, can they also find themselves in a desperate situation also because of the work that you're doing and that the rest of us are doing together in concert to stop this thing?
Well, anytime you watch any conflict, whether it's kids in the playground, politicians fighting, candidates fighting, husbands and wives, whoever loses their cool first is usually the one that is losing, the one that resorts to foul language and threats and ad hominem attacks. is usually the side that's losing, and that is sort of like the last acts of a desperate situation. I think the fact that McCain is feeling the fact that he's stupid enough to think that he could separate himself from this bill when he created this monster.
Right.
He thinks that the American public is stupid enough and drugged out enough to the point that his millions of dollars he hopes to raise through the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and others will be enough for him to repackage himself to all of the sheeple out there that don't know what's going on. And there's a new game in town. There's a new media, the talk radio fused with the Internet. You know, people, I've just done some scans. Some of the newspapers aren't even quoting our people right now, Rossi. They're not quoting William Gein or Chris Simcox or anybody hardly that's on our side of the issue. They're quoting Catholic priests and pro-amnesty politicians and 501c3s that receive money to help illegal aliens. That's who they're quoting right now. And the battle lines are drawn in this country, and John McCain's on the wrong side of that. And nothing's going to change that. The other thing that's closing the door on this amnesty is the approaching elections, is the approaching presidential campaigns, because each day those get closer, the less likely it is that the politicians in D.C. are going to break, are going to follow the sheeple pattern, which believes that they could do this, get away with it, and everybody's dumb enough to forget about it before Election Day next year.
And, you know, that's very true. Out here in Colorado, we have we had Cindy Rodriguez, who, of course, couldn't write better than a 10th grade student in English class, but she was a minority. She was pro-illegal aliens, and she, of course, got all of the press, got all the attention. Men like Jim Spencer and Harsanyi out here, who are so pro-illegal immigration and so overwhelmingly biased, get all the ink and make sure, along with Mike Litwin out here. When you read the morning paper out here, the Denver Post and the Rocky Mountain News, you just want to vomit.
Well, now that there's a balance on the scale, now that there is an alternative through the new media, people are realizing more and more what the old guard media has been doing and hasn't been doing, the censorship, the bias. And once they realize that and it sinks in on them, they usually leave them, stop buying papers, and never go back. That's one of the newspapers in this country are quickly headed for the trash heap of history unless our society falls back and we have to go back to printing presses. And you mentioned something earlier I want to touch on, because I did a little research today I want to mention. You mentioned that we're getting some bad people in the illegal alien ranks.
Oh, yeah. We're getting we already know that we have essentially 643,000 absconders for deportation. We have a sex trade going on. We have children's sex trade going on. We've got massive MS-13 trade going on in this country. Yeah, we've got a few bad people.
Well, according to Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center,
oh, yes.
we're all imagining things, and we're making that up because we don't like brown people. And I pulled the crime stats, or the estimated crime stats, on some of the other countries today, Frosty. And the thing that's important to realize is we're dealing with anarchy areas, gang rule areas, where the snapshots we get are grossly underestimated. I mean, the actual crime in America versus reported crime, is there's a disparity there. But that disparity is greater in countries like Mexico, where the police are so corrupt, you pick up the phone and call them when you have a problem, and it's a good way to get shot. Colombia, South America, big origin of a lot of our illegal aliens. The murder rate is 14 times or 1,400 times higher than that in the U.S. South Africa and Jamaica, respectively, 11 and 7 times higher, or 760% higher. Venezuela, another great source of illegal aliens, 7.4 times higher than the U.S. murder rate per capita, 740%. Mexico is over 3 times higher, or 300% higher than the U.S. So if you take just a random sample of people from Mexico and place them into the United States, it's going to elevate your murder rate per capita because of the transfusion there. And it's clear as day. It's a statistical fact.
That's exactly correct, and we can add to that. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to William Gein of ValleyPack.us. We'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
Oh. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
You're listening to Connecting the Dots, and I just had a call from a lady out there listening tonight, and she wants me to spell out these websites. Ladies and gentlemen, get those pens and papers out here, because we're going to cover more in this next half hour with William Gein. But make sure you go to alipac.us, and that's alipac.us. Also, Patriot Union, patriotunion.org. That's patriotunion.org. You've also got numbersusa.com, numbersusa.com. I'll tell you what, if you have any questions, ladies and gentlemen, you can certainly email me at frostyw@juno.com or go to my website, frostywildridge.com, and all of those websites are right there for you. The key is just copy them down, have that pencil and paper, and we'll keep giving you the information. One of the things that we're facing here, ladies and gentlemen, is that, you ever heard of the French fait accompli? Once something has already happened, then you have no other choices. If this bill passes, this Senate Bill 1348, as William and I are talking about right now, each and every one of us will become victims and or survivors of a human tsunami. If you could, William, Does anybody appreciate that Robert Rector of the Heritage Foundation stated just this last week in a live interview with Todd Hartley, and you've interviewed with Todd Hartley on PhoenixNews.com, we're going to add 103 million people to this country, and about 70 million of them will be immigrants from third world countries. Do you think that the American public has any understanding of the consequences of that kind of massive, unrelenting immigration into this country and what it means for all Americans?
Well, I think it's creeping into their consciousness as they see many of their communities across this country radically shift. But, you know, a lot of them still don't get it. It's a real horse race now. And you said something very interesting, Frosty, but it's on a fait accompli. One of the things that's happening in Washington, D.C. right now is there is already an amnesty in this country. There are already benefits for illegal aliens. There, many of the things in this bill have already been done by people who are not elected, not a selected, never selected, and watching in the interest of corporate sales. They've already done it. They're having trouble getting the horse or the mule out of the barn, as we would say in the South, on getting the lawmakers to go ahead and sign the death certificate of the country. That's where the problem is. The lawmakers are being asked to sign off on what has already been done by the true rulers of this country. And that's not how things are supposed to work in America at all. But we're seeing that trend across the board, that the things happen, and they're already put in place, and then the lawmakers are asked to put on it. Now, also, and I don't want anybody to take any comfort from this, but we need to get this word out there, because part of the intention of this legislation is to try to break the backs of Americans and to break the will of this movement. If tomorrow George Bush was drooling with his pill-headed, slurred speech about how he was just signing this bill and how happy he was, you know, when he talks like that.
Right.
All right. Even if that happens, it's not over, because there's a fatal flaw in this bill. We still have 2 to 4 years politically to reestablish civilian citizen control of our own government, which is how it's supposed to be, and remove the amnesty path to citizenship provisions and turn the bill into an effective deportation tool if need be. It's a tough battle. We shouldn't have to go that way. It's more abusive of the illegal aliens to have to be that way. But we have to cut the cancer out. We have to cut the gangrene out. And that's what we got to do. We got to make some hard decisions here, because America is a very sick patient. And illegal immigration is not the cause of all of America's woes. The main cause of America's woes is the deprivation of self-governance and self-determination by the people on our political process. And that reflects your gas prices, folks. That reflects the fact that you can't trust the food coming in from China. Across the board, you will pay and pay for less and less safety, security, and quality of life. That's the name of the game. That's how slaves are treated. That's what you are. That is what you are rapidly becoming in this scenario. But what I want everybody to know, we developed a stratagem to where if George Bush signed this bill tomorrow, we're not out of the game, Frosty.
Oh, I know that. We're never out of the game, because it ain't over till it's over.
Well, another thing is, one thing we're going to be doing, and I think you will appreciate this tactic, illegal aliens of mysterious origins, lots from Mexico, all over the place, doing mysterious things in the shadows, killing 12 to 25 Americans per day, drinking and driving on the highways, clogging up the hospitals, clogging up the schools, clogging up the prisons. These will suddenly become guest workers. And I think you will appreciate the fact that what we want to do is attach those guest workers to every lawmaker that made them guest workers. So they become Senator John McCain's guest workers and Senator Richard Burr's guest worker. Because if it happens, that's the new conversation we're going to have when all these families are grieving because their loved one has been slaughtered by these gangs and drunk-driving illegal aliens. It's going to be, hey, look, another one of Senator John McCain's guest workers murdered somebody. And that type of attachment, they need to hear this now, because they're not going to be able to break our spirit. They're not going to be able to break our movement. They're only going to intensify the backlash. And what they are going to do is permanently and irrevocably mark themselves as traitors against the people of the United States of America and permanently associate their name with illegal immigration and all of the death and destruction that follows it.
There's no question about that. And ladies and gentlemen, William Gein is speaking tonight on the ramifications of what we face if this bill passes, Senate Bill 1348. And for those of you who will follow the laws and live a life of decent, law-abiding, tax-paying citizenship, you are called by the Senator Lindsey Graham a bigot. And one of the things that I really take issue with is that these senators are like a bunch of used car salesmen. They're trying to shove this bill, this used car, down our throats. And the reality is they don't want us to look at the 1,000 pages of its interior. And what's under this, what's under the hood of this car is going to make you sick. It's going to make the nation even sicker. And it's going to leave all of us, again, as you drive it off the lot and down into the country, all of a sudden the wheels fall off, the bearings are gone, the engine's toast, the air conditioning's completely blown, and the air filter's gone, the windshield wipers don't work, and all of a sudden the drivetrain just falls out. This thing is going to be a disaster for all, and it's also going to be a disaster for the illegal aliens. If you have any questions, if you have any comments for William Gein, I'd love to have you call in 1-800-313-9443, because we're really getting to the core of this thing, and William Gein knows this thing's backwards and forwards. I like this idea, William, that we can attach these illegal aliens and the consequences of them to a senator like my Senator Salazar, or a McCain, who is really, 20 years later, is one of the authors of this thing, and he didn't do anything since then, along with Kennedy, to stop this invasion. And, of course, we all know that's not going to happen again. Now, we've got a caller, Bob from Missouri. You have a question, sir, of William Gein. Love to have you on the show, sir.
Yeah, I could tell you some other people besides these guys you're mentioning there. We had an incident here outside of St. Louis in a small town called Valley Park. And there was a couple of women there who had apartment buildings. They wanted to let 10 to 15 people, illegal aliens, in there. The people there wanted them out, and so did the mayor. And they were, So they said, well, here's our tactic as lawyers, okay? Well, you don't have any power behind yourself. Just get some lawyer to get some judge, some crooked judge, and then you can, dominate whoever you're trying to dominate. So what they did, here are the people behind this. We're trying to get these illegal aliens in there, which is treason as far as I'm concerned. ACLU, the Catholic Church, two universities in St. Louis, one being St. Louis U, which is a Catholic college, and another law firm. Now, you don't have to make excuses for what you want to do. They can call you a bigot or whatever else. Just say you're a treasonous, and you're going to be tried for treason. That's simple as that, They play word games. These are communist games, they're double speak.
Well, we call them.
They'll say this to you. All they have is their words. Okay.
We call them the usual suspects.
We got the numbers behind us. Now you're talking about. It's not just driving. It's kind of funny on Friday where this thing started really peaking about the illegal aliens. We had two guys. One guy was from the Honduras, no less. They killed an American here outside of St. Louis. They beat him to death. Shot him twice with a shotgun. Shot him a couple times with a pistol. They caught one of these clowns. He was from the Honduras. It was another Mexican, and they were involved in drug trade, methamphetamine. And since they've been shutting down the methamphetamine in Missouri, where there's a lot of it, a lot of it's now coming from Mexico. And, these people, these Congress people, they're on the take from drug pushers.
I think you're right.
They're just simple criminals. Don't put them up on a pedestal or anything like that.
Can I respond to that real quick?
Criminals, they should be taken out and hung.
Yeah, let him give a shot to that.
Well, let's not go crossing any national security lines there. We have publicly called for an investigation into the executive branch of the United States government under Bush, because we want to know at this point why the Bush administration continues to act more in the interest of drug and human importing cartels than in the interest of the American public. Now, there is a report out of Congress from the end of last year which states what we already knew. That is that when someone in St. Louis buys a bag of cocaine tonight, or a bag of meth or some methamphetamine, or some kid in Dallas buys the black tar heroin pills that have killed 21 kids in the Dallas area in the last few weeks alone, called the cheese, the money is going into the same organized crime hands that the illegal alien that pays a smuggler $4,000 to $5,000 to get across the Mexican border tonight will pay. It's the same monster. It has many tentacles, and what we see south of the border is that these drug cartels and the gangs are the law. that's called Gang Rule, and they have compromised heavy sections of the Mexican military, heavy sections of the Mexican government, and other governments south. And it would be absolutely insane of us to believe that we were immune from such corruption. Now, we don't know for a fact that the Bush administration has its hands in this drug money or what, but we do know that it's acting more in the interest of these cartels than in the American people. We do know that there is a legacy before the Internet had really, you know, you look for this on the Internet, and unfortunately the Internet had not prospered as it has now. But these type of questions were raised very seriously during the Iran-Contra investigation about some type of relationship between the drug cartels and the wings of the American government, the Bush administration. These questions were here in 1990. The Best Documentary Film Award went to the Panama Connection, which was a documentary about these types of relationships. What we do know is if you want to bring America down, bringing her down on greed is the way to do it, because the 70-plus billion-dollar drug and human trafficking cartels are the biggest moneymaker in the country right now.
Well, thank you very much, Bob, for calling, and thank you,
website,
William, for making that point.
Any and websites or anything?
I want to really make this appreciated. When you think, and who is at the head of and who's receiving all of this drug money in this country, you know that it's very powerful. And for those of you who don't remember Lyndon Baines Johnson from Texas, the man was one of the most corrupt, if not the most corrupt, presidents in U.S. history. While he was vice president, he was actually calling in to all the kickbacks back in Texas and Dallas from the White House 2 hours a day, managing his what came to be $17 million. So we cannot assume that any president, that any leader up in higher office is one who really is pristinely clean. Spiro Agnew, of course, proved to be one very corrupt vice president. Obviously, LBJ was extraordinarily corrupt, and anything can happen. And since this is going on, the fact is, look at the actions of this president, and you will see some of the reasons. William, some of the other things that we have to face here, if this bill passes, could you cover those in the rest of the hour?
Well, basically, within a short period of time, the 12 to 22, or if Tancredo is correct, close to 30 million illegal aliens in the country will all become legal biometric identification Z visa holders. And that's another thing. Alipac is different than some other groups in the movement. I'm going to go ahead and say this on your show very clearly because we need people to get this. We are against privacy-invading technology being applied to 95% of America's legal, law-abiding citizens to deal with this crisis. The people that are pushing for amnesty for illegal aliens have, for a long time now, have been the same people pushing for national biometric identification, which, in effect, you know, a lot of people in our movement about a year or two ago when Real ID passed were like, yes, we got one, strike one for our movement, because everybody was so hungry, so desperate for some type of legislative win. Frost, do you remember the...
Oh, yes, I do.
Well, I hate to tell everybody this, but you just handed the same people that are building a North American Union, that are trying to build an economic bloc, a key part of their control. What they plan to do, and there is language in this bill, or there was, like I said, we're still having trouble with versions of the bill, about us helping protect Mexico's southern border. They want to create what is termed by the globalist as a mutual electronic security perimeter around the United States, Canada, and Mexico. And that's not sensors with cameras on all of our borders. What they want to create is a system by which every American is in a biometric facial recognition system. The average American is on camera approximately 300 times per day, and as technology expands, you can watch for that to increase. What it will mean is that the cameras and the computer, without the aid of a human operator, will be able to read Frosty Woolridge, age blank, entered Walmart at blank time. And that through that tracking, once your biometrics put in place, it goes into a database where they plan to collect every known electronic information about you, your medical records, your credit records, your criminal records, your internet usage records, which could involve what you are into of a sexual nature or financial nature or a gambling habit or anything like that, your
right.
Library records.
Brave New World.
Everything's there. in one database, and they hope to be able to tell, or they say they want to be able to tell if you're a terrorist or not, or calculate your terrorist probability factor based off a computer program. And that's what they're putting together. It is the most invasive, scary, Big Brother technology to ever exist in human history. No prior government in the history of humanity has ever had this much power. Knowledge is power. Absolute knowledge is power. We oppose it on civil liberties rights. We oppose it on the fundamentals of the republic for our democracy to function right. And I personally object to it on spiritual grounds, because there is only room for one omnipresence in my life, and it's not Michael Chertoff.
Well, I certainly agree. We have a caller, Victor from Missouri. Would you have a quick question before we go to break, Victor, please?
Everything. I agree with everything that you say. But, and I'd be surprised if you don't know this already, but you can go to the Congressional Record, February 21, 1871.
Victor, you're going to have to hold on, if you will,
Alrighty,
sir. We're
going
to go to commercial break right now. I'm up against the wall, so just hold on, Victor. We'll get your phone call and your question right after these commercial breaks. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you, from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots. I'm interviewing tonight William Gein of Alipac.us, and I hope that you jump all over that website, become a member, become a part of the action, become a part of an empowered group across the nation, all 50 states, people like you, knowing what we're facing right now and giving you the ability to take action. Victor, you had that comment and question for William Gaines. You come back on, sir, and finish up on that?
Yes, I do. Like I said, you probably already know that the United States is a private for-profit corporation, and the congressional record, February 21st, 1871, is recorded. They were incorporated in Delaware, and the Secretary of State of Delaware has the charter. Now, I don't know, you probably already know more about this than I do, but we can keep fighting brush fires until the whole damn place burns down. What we got to do is revoke the charter of this corporation, or we're sunk. You guys ought to be able to find somebody that knows how the procedure to go about that.
Any thoughts on that, William?
Well, I tell you, I wasn't familiar with the history on it, but the thought of Welcome to America Incorporated, or the United States Incorporated, has crossed my mind, because that's what our real problem here is. We have global corporations that are calling the shots, and I've been asked a lot about this on many, many talk radio shows. I've done about 17 of them in the last 3 days, and people are like, well, why are they doing this? And I explained to them that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which through their political action committees provides the majority of funds going into campaigns and elections. We've never had any real campaign finance reform in this country. And the rule, 94% of the time, whichever candidate spends the most wins.
Right.
Now, since the price of being president is hundreds of millions of dollars and the price of becoming a senator, U.S. senator, is $10 million or more, the U.S. Chamber has that power over lawmakers to decide who gets to come there and who goes home. And that is the imbalance. But when we look at their agenda, many of these corporations are now owned by, I would point the finger at two problems here. One, some of them are owned by people that are so far removed from the impact of what they do, or their particular personalities are so greedy to the point that if they could sell our children poison and make a profit and get away with it, they would do it.
They would do it.
And two,
Monsanto.
Two, some of these corporations are now owned by stockholders in China and Saudi Arabia and places that would love to see the United States go up in flames. So we have, you know, abdicated our authority as a citizenry, and our freedom has been abdicated to the point that if they can succeed in overriding the existing laws and the will of over 80% of the American public on this, God save the United States, and we can only pray that whatever they have in mind for us next is not more horrific than what is already happening, but unfortunately it is my personal opinion that it will be.
Thank you very much. Victor, thank you for calling this evening. We're running up against the wall right now. If you could, please, William, just some parting comments and some ideas for the listeners across the nation. For all those of you back on the board right now that are on the phone board, thanks for calling in, and bring those questions in at the next program that we have. But, William, could you just follow up and give us a good send-off?
Well, look, right now we need every man, woman, and child in this country that's got a lick of sense to get on the battle line with us. We're making our next move against the U.S. Senate tomorrow. Please come to the website at alipac.us and at alipac.us. Sign up for the email alerts. Get in the fight with us. We need your help.
Well, thank you very much, William. It's just an honor for me to stand shoulder to shoulder with you on this, and we'll just keep at it until we achieve ultimate victory. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to William Gein of Alipac.us. Thank you for listening, Connecting the Dots. This is your host, Frosty Wooldridge, out of Denver, Colorado, and it's an honor and a pleasure to serve you. And remember this, no man in the wrong can stand up against a man in the right that keeps on a-coming. The Texas Rangers, Captain McDonald, God bless, good night, and Godspeed.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confirmed.